Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
26 to 11, and let's see what's happening on the pace. Chris Barsby joins us. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. There's plenty happening as far as harness racing action is concerned, but firstly there's good news. There's rain down there in Sydney and Bathurst who are racing tonight. They've got a strong 8 race program, action kicking off at 5:30, over an inch recorded down there. So that's good news, but harness racing at Bathurst taking place tonight at 5:30. I wanted to go back to last Saturday night. The Group 3 feature at Menangle was the new season gift final, and Shane and Lauren Tritton walked away with the winner, Coco's Fella. This is an interesting pace at Coco's Fella. He's certainly doing a good job since being under the care of Team Tritton, and Shane Tritton is about to join us this morning. Shane, appreciate the time.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Very well. Coco's Fella, he's been a good addition to the stable, and that was a good win to get last Saturday night.
Yeah, he certainly is an interesting horse. He come with us with a few tricky traits and couldn't catch him at one point, and we couldn't really, get him on the float. There's a lot of issues with him, but he's certainly an untapped talent, and it was very pleasing to get him over the line on Saturday night.
Three wins for the stable now from 11 starts. It was a PB performance as far as his time, 50.8, but there was a lot to like about the victory.
Yeah, look, we certainly haven't seen the best of him. When even on Saturday night, Lauren said he had that horse covered at 600 and just gets his nose in front and then sits there and waits for him. And that's why he's only got three wins instead of probably six more. I think he's gone down in the shadows of the post probably, five or six times. And he just doesn't know what to do. And I think once he puts it all together, but gee, I don't know if I've got too many horses in my stable that could sit outside him like he does and still be there at the finish line. So, he's certainly going to move forward with leaps and bounds, I would think.
As we know, Group 3 victory. What are the future plans? What are you looking at now with Coco's Fella?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I don't think it's a bit uncharted with these national ratings and things that are happening now. So, back in the past, he'd just be straight in the free-for-all. If you won a couple of those, then we could start aiming at the bigger races. But, his national rating's still only about 75. So, I'm not really sure where that leaves us with moving forward, as in how quickly he can get to the top grade. But look, he'll probably take on the free-for-all paces here in a couple of weeks. And if we can knock off a couple of the big guns, then, we'll certainly be targeting, some of the bigger races in the summer carnival.
Okay, as you outlined earlier, he's got some quirky habits. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does he have a really strong trotting pedigree?
Yeah, I think his grandmother's La Cucaracha, so I think we all know how good she was. And he's just a weird horse. Yeah, every day you drive him, you've got to be a bit worried. He shies and jumps and freaks out, and then when you ask him to go, he won't go, and then he wants to go flat out, and he's just a really strange horse that we actually had to get a hand to even be able to catch him in his stable. It took six of us one day to get near him, and now Darren Binskin actually taught me a trick, and you go in your stable and you clap on your thighs and he comes running up to you. He's just a very strange horse, but we've learned to work in with him, and hopefully he's only going to get better.
Okay, and as far as the ownership group is concerned, is this the same connections that raised Marty Munkhauser with you, where you had really good success with that pacer?
Yeah, look, bloke called Matt Sheen, I don't know how he does it, but he seems to pick out a good horse every year, and he found us Marty Munkhauser, and he found us a nice horse called Anything for Love as a maiden. And he said, I've got your next Anything for Love. And he said his name's Coco's Fella. And, I just trust his judgment. He turned up in our stable. And within a couple of months, I said, you're right. He's an absolute star. And he just needs to learn how to race. And we've tried to let him ease into that. And I think we will let him, get better as he gets older. But he's certainly a horse that I wouldn't be scared to take into any battle, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he's certainly got a good eye, no doubt about it. Speaking of stars, Muscle Factory, what's the update?
Yeah, well, he's coming along really well. The whole rehab has had no hiccups. He's done all the really probably the frustrating work till now. So he's done all his walking and treadmilling and swimming, and he's done some pace work, and we're down to running, I think he ran like a 32 or 31 and a half quarter the other day. So, we've done a lot of groundwork. He's probably been in work for 16 or 17 weeks. But, he's still got a little ways to go until we're confirmed that he's going to make it back, but at this point in time, it couldn't have gone any better.
All right, so we don't need to call the paramedics just yet.
I know you're still holding on the line there, but I promise you, I'll get him up there one day.
I love seeing him back at the track. He's a very good horse, the Derby winner, the Vic Derby winner. Saturday night, we've got the awards night, so Harness Racing this Friday night at Monangle. You've got a couple of good chances there, but Saturday night, are you looking forward to the awards night?
Yeah, look, it's a good night of year. It's more just a night that, you know, we can sit back and reflect and let the girls get their frocks on and, you know, go out and try and just enjoy ourselves. I know we might win a couple of awards, which is great, and it's a good recognition of the season that's just gone. But, yeah, it's more just a chance just to try and sit down and reflect and, you know, be grateful that we've had another good year.
All right, good stuff. Is there a winner for the weekend, Friday night, for punters that are tuned in this morning?
Look, we've got a very quiet night this Friday night. I've only got three in, and look, they're probably, I think one of the two mares in the lower division should be hard to beat, probably Bridget Bluechip with the draw. She's dropping back. She's taken a few runs to get back from her best, but last Saturday night's run was really well, and she's drawn one, but she hasn't had a good draw this whole prep, so she's our best chance of the night. But, yeah, look, it's been tough, you know. The couple of teams down here are starting to fire, so the racing's getting pretty tough down here, but hopefully we can build into the season and get fired up come Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Shane, as always, appreciate the time and enjoy the weekend ahead.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
There's Shane Tritton joining us. So Coco's filler taking that Group 3 feature last week. Just in some other harness racing news, Atomic Red was back at the trials on Monday night at Bathurst, and by all accounts, Steve Turnbull was more than pleased with the way he's performing and coming through that trial. So that's good news. Bling It On is expected to be back at the races next weekend. So not this weekend, obviously, next weekend. Tough Monarch, the star trotter. His next start is likely to be in Melbourne again, but it won't be until the 13th of next month. They're just giving him some easy time. And Amaretto, the star mare for Ashley Grives, coming along well. Back doing pace work now. No plan, so they're just taking it 1 week at a time. But she is doing pace work, and that's good news. As far as the North American scene is concerned, I mentioned Andy McCarthy last weekend. He's got some key drives coming up this weekend in big races. The She's a Great Lady and the Metro Pace. They're big races in Mohawk this weekend, so you'll be able to catch that action on Sky Channel on Sunday morning. Dexter Dunn, the Kiwi star, he had a big win at Kentucky across the weekend. And Gay Waterhouse, the Hall of Famer. We all know the deeds of Gay Waterhouse here in the Thoroughbred world. There is a horse in North America named after Gay Waterhouse. It's Gay Waterhouse, and she was a big winner of the Kentucky Sire Stakes 2-year-old fillies at the Red Mile. So she can do it all. There's no doubt about it. So, Sean, we can follow that horse with interest, Gay Waterhouse. Yes. So we know the namesake here, but there's a very good pacer up there, and she's doing a very good job.
All right, fantastic. The name will live on forever on two and four legs by the
absolutely
sounds of it, Chris.
Yeah,
good on you, Chris.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Barsby on the pace.